Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Midweek Forecast. I am your host, Taruka Shaw, and I'm also here accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Good night.
Like every other week, you know, we come through with this midweek to serve you guys, you know, what the week has in store. I would like everyone to please follow us on our social media accounts, which are, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. I have also a very special announcement to give everyone, to the public. We will be having a live free reading show this Saturday on the actual 21st. Okay, of May, which is a full moon. So you guys, please call in on Saturday, May 21st, 11:30 p.m. We will be having live free readings where myself, Taruk Fashaw, and Aluna Odette will be handing out readings for you, okay? So I hope you guys call in and enjoy. So let's get started with this reading, okay? Now, the present position, as I'm pulling it out, is the Wheel card. Now, the Wheel card, this is a card about unexpected luck, about windfall. This is a card about a new cycle. You know, the Wheel card is about taking advantage of opportunities, different doors being open, potential for new things happening. You know, this is about the universe being in your favor for different possibilities to occur, you know, depending on where you are. This is about the universe being in your favor, about the stars aligning in your path for the right things to happen to you in your life. So the present position for whoever's out there listening right now, you know, the stars are aligned for you. You know, this path is open for you, many possible paths for you to take, okay, for a new cycle, for new opportunities, for new advancements in different arenas or areas of your life where you are going to start brand new. The Wheel card is showing you this is open. We are open, okay? The universe is open to allow these paths to open in your favor. So, you know, the Wheel card is about also comprehension of your destiny, to understand where your path is leading, to be completely aware of who you are and what you're looking for in life and where your path is headed, you know. So the Wheel card is a very positive card to start this reading. Whoever's out there listening, you know, the Wheel card is telling you, once again, take advantage of these opportunities, okay? When a door opens, walk through it, okay? Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid, you know. The universe is in your favor. Things are happening in your favor, you know. So it is a definite, very positive card. Do you have anything to input, Aluna?
I mean, go ahead. You're serving.
Okay. So, you know, that's the first card, the Wheel card. Now, the next card is the Immediate Influences, and it's the Nine of Swords. So let me get this straight. So the universe is aligned to open new opportunities, new foundations, new paths in your life. You know, it's opening up, but yet your immediate influences, you're the Nine of Swords. So you're letting, you know, nightmares, you're letting negativity, other people's ideas of you, other people's opinions, attack you. It's words from other people are making you afraid of progressing, of moving in life. You're scared. You know, you're not sleeping right. You're letting other people's logic affect you, and that's not a good thing. So I feel like for the Nine of Swords to come up after the Wheel card, it's saying that you have a block in your life right now. You probably have different people in your ear, or maybe even not even people in your ear, but your own insecurities, your own negativity, your own fear of your own success. You're letting that scare you, okay? So the Nine of Swords, it's made up. It's not real. It's nightmares, you know. It's your own mental swords that are attacking you, your own logic, you know. So really, you have to learn how to get that out of the way, you know, and learn how to defend yourself. And that is where we're going with the goal or destiny, which is the Seven of Wands. Now, the Seven of Wands is very much about defense. It's about fighting, okay? It's about people wanting to come for you, to attack you, but you have to be on the defense. You have to, you know, stand your ground and stand your position, okay? You are the one that's on the top. You are in charge. You cannot let these people try to, you know, dethrone you or topple you from the mount where you stand, okay? Your foundation. You have an ability. You have a purpose. You have something to give to the world, and you cannot let other people try to, you know, dismantle you from where you stand. That cannot happen, okay? Not when we have the present position as the Wheel card, where the universe is standing in your way, not in your way. The universe is standing to open your way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like you're allowing other people to, and you know, the Seven of Wands as the goal of destiny is saying that you will be a fighter. You will stand up eventually and pick up that wand and whoop some butt, okay? Because right now the immediate influence is kind of like you're scared. You know, you're afraid of the success. You're afraid of yourself. You're scared of yourself. But the goal of destiny is saying eventually you're going to stand up and fight. You know, and fight for your position, fight for who you are when the naysayers come, because they're going to come. When you have success, you're going to have people trying to topple you down, but you cannot give in. You have to fight, okay? So the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Knight of Swords. So this is something that, you know, prior to everything, prior to all of this, you had the capacity for what you want. You know, you had that mouth to talk all of that ish, but yet, you know, that's a distant path. But when it comes to the reality to right now, it seems like you're not about that. You know what I'm saying? So the Knight of Swords, this card is saying to me, remember the fight that you had in the beginning. Remember the courage, you know, the strength that you had. The Knight of Swords, you know, this card is about somebody who is charging, who is marching forth with energy, with excitement for what they have in their mind and in their heart, okay? For your ideas, you are a fighter. You have that sword up because you know that your logic, the things that you possess in your mind, is powerful and is needed. So remember that strength. Remember that power that you had as a Knight of Swords, okay? When you're facing that Nine of Swords at night and you're afraid, you know, think of that Knight of Swords. Defend yourself. Fight those thoughts, because you didn't have those thoughts when that spark came that made that Knight of Swords in the distant past, you know, charge and march forth furiously through battle, through the forest, you know? So remember who you really are, and don't let that Nine of Swords take over you at night. You know, remember the Knight of Swords. Remember that strength. Remember that power, okay? So the next card is the Recent Past, and the Recent Past is the Four of Wands. Now, this is a card that symbolizes having stability. This is a card that symbolizes having a refuge, a foundation where you can lay and rest. The Four of Wands, this is a card about harmony and peace. You know, so once again, things are in your favor, okay? You are secure where you are at. All of these fears, all of these things are all mental, are all in your mind. You really have nothing to worry about. You really have nothing to fear because you are in a position of comfort, you know. Outside, it may be hell breaking loose, but where you are right now in yourself, it's comfort, okay? You are secure. So don't let your fears take you over and make you feel like you're not in a position of security that, you know, where you're standing can break and fall at any moment when you're not having that, okay? You are in a secure position. You are secure where you are at, and you need not be afraid. That's what I'm getting from the Four of Wands. Now, quickly, the final result, which is very important, is the Knight of Chalices, okay? And the Knight of Chalices, this is the card about somebody who is very, you know, who has vocally, who can charm, okay? This is a person who can seduce. This is your ability to speak and to get people to listen to you, okay? The Knight of Chalices, this is a brilliant person, somebody who is great with their words, who can get people to persuade, you know, who can get people to come forth, to come to them, okay? So you have these abilities. This whole reading is about really knowing who you are and about allowing the doors to be open and to step through them and do not let inner fears take over you and really delay the blessings that are supposed to come into your life. You know, that's what I'm really picking up by this reading. Don't let your inner fears take over you. You have these abilities. You have these gifts. The universe is opening doors to allow you to step through and begin this journey, okay? So with that, I hope you guys took this reading and really apply it to your lives, okay? So, Aluna, do you have anything else to say?
Honey, what can I say? You slayed
okay,
it.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well, you know, so once again, you guys, Saturday, May 21st, okay, at 11:30 p.m., we are having a live tarot reading show. Aluna and Taruk will be giving out live readings, free readings, you know, so... Once again, you guys, follow us on social media to be up to date. Stay tuned, especially our Instagram. We will be posting flyers informing you guys on the shows that are coming up. So, you know, once again, I am your host, Taruk, with my co-host, Aluna.
Good night.
And with that, I wish you all a great and lovely evening. Good night, everyone.